Jerry Minor?
Hey, where's Malloy? What's the matter, buddy? Are you still bummed about your episode of Intervention? Telephone shoes? Steve, you gotta get women when they down. That's what I do. Literally. I get life alert calls forwarded to my phone.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
See if you can slip your panties off. I'll be there in a minute. Steve, now's your chance. Ethel's Lord and Ava go to his left nut.
Well, better now that you're here, you precious pink puff of perfection. The name's Barnald, and I sure would be pleased as Puffalo Punch if you two would come out. We can all go back to my cottage. Oh no, I'm definitely not gonna eat ya!
Hello, children, it's me, Ranger Safety Binkerton. You don't like getting boo-boos, do you? Then be very wary of tricycles. Underworldly boo-boo machines heck been on covering your body in ouchies. It's a dangerous ride with three wheels and three rules. Stay off them, never use them, and never, ever use them.
I'm ever so distressed. You see, Scouts, I've lost something extremely important to any gentleman acorn. My ceremonial chapeau, or party hat in common parlance.
Sorry, I thought this was an AA meeting.
Well, first, how about I share some good news? There's a family of foxes that lives in the park. And they just had a little fox pup. If we're lucky, maybe we'll even catch a glimpse of them. Their fox den is way up near the old dam. Number one rule of camping. Always set up your tent first.
You walk between worlds. Your lack of focus breeds weakness in mind and weakness in condition. Why would you whirl a weapon of darkness? That you would choose this is another sign of what you lack. You must know you're in trouble. A candle flickers most violently before it burns out.
You weren't down there in that pit, Betty. You didn't see those creatures.
They have glowing red eyes and teeth like razors.
Overreacting? I've read first-hand accounts of settlers who were attacked by crazed grizzly bears, pursued by wolves across frozen lakes, hunted down by wildcats.
All that food does look good. Why don't we stop for lunch? We can't walk through all that ruckus. We better find another restaurant.
Right. Then we'll have to pick berries at home.
Always take the fork in the road. It'll get you where you want to be, whether it's this way or that way. But if you want to go that way, you'll have to come this way.
Of course, if you don't take the fork in the road, make sure to bring your spoon.
You're sure to dig yourself into a rabbit hole, and then you might find yourself anywhere.